Welcome to this podcast of Sunday nights on ABC Local Radio. I hope you enjoy the program.
Right now in Rome, the Roman General Synod on the Family is happening. Now that's 270, 280 odd bishops from all around the world, African, Arabic speaking, American, Australian. They're all there and they're trying to talk through the pressures that are sitting on the family. Now, right now in Rome is Father Tom Rees, Jesuit. You might remember him as the editor of American magazine some years ago. But Tom is in Rome trying to follow exactly what's happening and get the best on it. Tom Rees, welcome back to the program. Can I begin by asking you, what are the important things you've picked up so far? What's emerged? Why do we care?
Well, this synod, of course, is a continuation of the Synod on the Family that took place a year ago. And it's continuing to talk about the same topics that were raised there. The bishops at this meeting have been talking about the challenges faced by families all over the world. This is an unusual meeting because there's something like 270 bishops from all over the world, you know, from different countries, different cultures, different continents. And the numerous challenges that families face all over the world are just incredible. I mean, in Africa and the Middle East, of course, you've got families that are refugees. Yep. How can you have a family life in those circumstances? In the United States and in Europe, there's the crisis of dealing with divorced and remarried Catholics who some would like to readmit to communion. In other places, it's just plain poverty that people are experiencing, or even climate change. All of these things are issues that affect family life.
I noticed that the progress seems to be in fits and starts from what reports we can hear. There are Ethiopians there, there are Chaldeans there, there are Arabic-speaking bishops, there are Americans, Africans, all with very different experiences in terms of social welfare of families, but also of the cultural things that surround families. And it seems, I think I read an article by you today where you were looking at the process of discernment that appears to be happening there. Could you just unpack what that means for a Jesuit, discernment?
Well, what discernment means is trying to look at a situation and reflect with the gospel on where God is speaking to us and where God is leading us.
So it's not like a parliament, but it's a discussion which is open-ended and in which ideas are put forward and tested and sounded. And if I remember correctly, there is a sense of the spirits. There's a spirit which is a good spirit and a spirit which is a bad spirit, and we're looking to find some equilibrium or some sense of we're doing the right thing here.
Yes. Well, that's true. And a number of the bishops were complaining that the bishops were talking too much about the problems facing families, when in fact there are millions and millions of families that are striving, working hard, trying to live good lives, trying to follow the gospel. And there's a lot to admire and celebrate in that, in these loving families that exist all over the world, despite the circumstances in which they are living. So the bishops felt that they should not just focus on the problems of the families, but also the fact that these families are living with love, with compassion, with concern for justice for other people. So there's both lights and shadows that they're looking at. And I think they want to celebrate what the good things that are happening, while at the same time trying to contribute to figuring out how to respond to the negatives that families experience all over the world.
I recall from Vatican II, there was like a to and a fro. There was an argument forward, there was a postulation put forward, there was debate put forward, and then there were constitutions that were drawn up and voted on. That's not the outcome that's going to be coming out of this sort of synod, is it? What outcome could actually be expected? Will they be decisions? What will they be?
Well, you know, I think there's some confusion about that, even among the bishops, about exactly what will be the outcome of this synod. There's two possibilities. One is that the bishops themselves write a document. The early synods under Pope Paul VI did that. they actually wrote documents. There was a document on priesthood, and there was a document on justice in the world, which were very good documents. But then at the Synod on Evangelization, the bishops were just at loggerheads. They had two different drafts. Time was running out, and they couldn't resolve the differences. And so what they did is they just sent both of them to Pope Paul VI. And actually, he then wrote one of his best encyclicals, Evangelii Nuntiandi, on evangelization. And after that, the Synod said, hey, the Pope, this seems to work pretty well. We'll just give our notes to the Pope. We'll make, you know, recommendations, and then we go home, and he writes the document. So there are two different ways of doing it. My guess is they're probably not going to write a document because it's very difficult to do. And my guess is that they'll probably simply make a series of recommendations to the Pope. But we'll have to stay tuned and see exactly what they do.
It seems to me, though, that this Pope, Francis, has been trying to empower local bishops' conferences, and he has been emphasizing the unity between bishops of the world with the Bishop of Rome. And I expect he may want to see some sort of consensus coming out of these meetings, though, given the way he seems to be governing the church.
Well, yes. And, you know, you're bringing up an extremely important point, because one of the issues they're trying to figure out is, what kinds of issues should be resolved in Rome at the Synod, and what should be left to local bishops' conferences? For example, the whole question of divorced and remarried Catholics. Well, maybe the pastoral solution to that is to be done by local bishops' conferences, judging the cultures in which they're operating in that. And in other areas, for example, many of the issues that the African church faces, for example, polygamy, or the fact that marriages take place not, you know, when you sign the dotted line, but take place over a series of months. That's a very different cultural situation than is present in Europe and in the United States. So, you know, the question is, should these issues be dealt with by the local bishops in their countries and in their region, or should they be all of these issues be brought to Rome for general discussion? And that's a critical issue that I don't think they have resolved yet either.
Well, this is an interesting matter because, of course, in your own country, the United States, we've just seen, certainly on the civil level, same-sex marriage made acceptable, lawful. And yet in African countries, there are still severe penalties for homosexuality. So you've got a Catholic church living in certain African nations or certain Arabic-speaking nations, the Catholic church living in America, where the culture is entirely different. Could you even hope to have one solution that might meet that particular situation?
Well, this is an issue that's been brought up by the African bishops and dealing with the whole question of the church's relationship with homosexuals. And in some cultures, in some parts of Africa, there's a real antagonism towards homosexuals, a real discrimination, sometimes even criminalization. And the church in Africa has been talking in terms of, you know, it has, for the most part, been against criminalizing homosexual activity. They've been on the positive side there. But they also recognize that their cultures are very different and that it's going to take time for them to evolve to the point where, you know, homosexuals are accepted as equal people in society. And one bishop said to the Synod, you just have to have patience with Africa on some of these issues. It is going to take time. And, of course, other people don't, you know, want these issues resolved quickly. The other complaint that has come from the African bishops is they feel that there is a new form of cultural imperialism where Western nations or Western foundations and institutions will put conditions on money. You know, for example, they will say, you know, we'll give you money for maternity wards or to help women, you know, so that they can have their babies, but only if you also legalized abortion. And they feel that this is you know, imposing Western values and views on them. The same thing, they are opposed to, you know, the agencies that say you have to legalize gay marriage. They're very much opposed to those kinds of impositions from the outside. They refer to this as cultural imperialism, using Western money to force African countries to do what they don't want to do. So there's a clash here between values as the Africans see them and values as countries in the North see them. And I think the church is kind of caught in the middle here, because the church is trying to get people to respect individuals as human beings with rights and values. But at the same time, they also object to these things being imposed from the outside.
In terms of the West, where you and I are most familiar with, the issue of divorced and remarried Catholics is a very significant one, because there are so many of them. How likely is progress on that particular issue, progress from the point of those who would like for change, they would like to adopt the Orthodox type of model?
Well, I think some progress has already been made, in that Pope Francis has put into effect new procedures to make it easier for divorced Catholics to get annulled. And this, of course, would allow them to go to communion. I think there is hope that further progress will be made, but this is still a very controversial issue. There are bishops outside of the West, for example, Bishop Bo from Asia has said that he feels that divorced and remarried Catholics should be readmitted to communion. So there are some voices in outside the West that would like to see this happen. And in fact, a lot of the opposition is coming from European and American bishops to this change. So we're going to have to just wait and see what happens.
I have to say, I was quite surprised to see one of your American bishops raise the issue of women in the diaconate, which, again, seemed to me quite a significant matter.
Yes, well, the diaconate is an issue that has been raised, of having women ordained to the diaconate. There is some historical evidence to indicate that this had happened in the past and continues to happen in some Orthodox churches. So this is a possibility that may be considered.
Father Tom Rees, in Rome for the General Synod on the Family, thank you very much for being part of Sunday Nights.
Good to be with you.
Father Tom Rees, Jesuit in Rome following the Synod on the Family.
This has been a podcast of Sunday Nights on ABC Local Radio. You can download your favourite Sunday Night interviews from our website at abc.net.au/Sunday Nights with an S. Thank you for listening.